Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 9th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Roku announces the Roku TV Ready program, through which companies can use the brand to notify consumers a product is tested and certified to work with Roku TV. The company provides OEMs and TV companies with a hardware reference design and the Roku OS. Roku also announced 15 new brand partners, which will launch TVs with Roku in North America and the UK this year. Amazon is planning to launch a digital platform for luxury fashion in the first half of this year, the publication WWD reports. Industry insiders told WWD that the platform would operate like department stores' concessions models, which allows brands to lease space or pay a sales percentage to operate mini shops within the store. The sources said that the fashion brands would fully control their online space on Amazon, including what products to sell and discounts to offer. While no names have been revealed, a dozen brands are reportedly already working with Amazon. A cyber attack on Travelex, the world's largest retail currency dealer, is the focus of a criminal investigation after hackers demanded a ransom to stop them publishing sensitive customer data, including credit card information. The attack, which was discovered on New Year's Eve, has forced the company to resort to pen and paper to fulfill orders. Google's Project Zero bug discovery team is trialing a new disclosure structure, whereby it will give companies 90 days' notice before going public with flaws, even if issues are still unfixed. Project Zero notes 97.7% of bugs are resolved within 90 days. The team says it will trial the scheme for 12 months before deciding whether to adopt it permanently. U.S. Secretary of State will meet with U.K. counterpart this week to discuss the possibility of Britain allowing Huawei to participate in its 5G network, reports Reuters. It's expected the British government will soon decide whether to allow Huawei's participation. The U.S. government has already outlined its opposition, and lawmakers have recently passed legislation that could restrict intelligence sharing with nations that use Huawei tech. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.